Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, hey, what's up,
everybody? Another episode of The Menu. What's up, Nick? What's going on?
My girl Mika won't be able to make it with us tonight. We miss you, girl.
Yes, everyone. It's Brother B and Nicole. Mika will not be able to make it in tonight. You know, she got some things going on. I think she's getting a manicure, a pedicure, or something. You know, she ditched us for the night.
You know how
I'll
be.
Yeah, I know how I'll be. So, you know, it's all good.
Right.
It's all good. You know, so how was your day today?
Oh, besides having a headache, I got to get some rest. Other than that, you know, I can't complain. It's my day off, so that's good, you know.
Hey, I wish I can say the same thing about day off, because I really don't feel like going in tonight, but, you know, I got to do what I got to do. So.
Yeah, got to make that money.
Yeah, definitely. So if anybody want to call in, guest call in number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. For those who don't know English and speak the Spanish, it's 347. Tres, yeah, 47. Tres, dos, cuatro. Tres, tres, nueve, cinco. Okay?
Really? Was that necessary?
I had to put it out there. You know, I can speak a little of that. I know some good words, mostly bad words. You know, but I had to put it out there. You never know. You never know where anybody might be listening. If I spoke alien, Yeah, I know. They might think it's Telemundo or something like that. It's all good. It's all good. That's spread the love. So, tonight's topic. How secure is your relationship?
Mine is very secure because I'm single. How about you?
I'm a person of interest who has a person of interest. I'll put it like that. But, you know, when we talk about the whole thing of security, you know, posting pics on social media, passwords, and hey, you know, let me see your phone. I'm like this. I never had an issue with like I don't have issues or hang-ups with like leaving my phone somewhere or leaving it unlocked. Or like, hey, let me use your phone and, you know, my significant other, you know, seeing the unlock code or the pattern that I put. Like, I really don't have no issues with that because I don't have anything to hide. Yeah, but sometimes. But you know what? The thing is this. Even if there was a thing of stepping out, I hate that word cheating. It sounds like you're taking a test and you're looking at somebody else's paper. I don't like that word. But
it is what it is.
My thing, yeah. Even if there was something else going on, my thing is, some things you just got to be adult about. And if you got somebody else on the side, you need to let that person know. Like, this is what the deal is. I got this going on. Either you can rock with it or not, but I don't need you interfering in my business. But I don't want to hide anything, because apparently if you open up my phone and you're looking for something, then either it's an issue that you have, or maybe there's something you need to talk to me about. You need to bring to my attention because you feel insecure about something.
Right.
So, you know, I don't have a problem with that. Social media, I don't really do the whole posting of pictures and certain things on Facebook. Like, that's not me. That's never really been me. I'm not big on that. Pictures of me and my daughter, you know, we going to do something. That's different. But like me and a significant other, like that's, you know, I don't feel that that's the type of thing like, oh, well, I really love you because I'm going to post this picture up. Or I really this because and I'm going to post this picture up. Like, to me, that doesn't change anything. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
I mean, but that's just me. You know, what's your
take? You're a private person. Well, for me, I think social media brings a lot of problems to a relationship. You know, so for me, I wouldn't even bother with, like, if I'm in a relationship, there's no need for everybody to see, oh, look who I'm dating. But you know me, I like posting pictures. I love taking pictures. That's just me. But to just be up there just to say that I have somebody and to prove I have somebody, no, I'm not going through all that. Because it seems like there's always an issue, and I don't have time for that. And then a lot of people get jealous if all of a sudden females liking his pictures and all that. And sometimes innocent little things can make people mad. Like females can be like, oh, hey, love, how are you? And people get uptight and stuff. I'm not going through all that.
And you know what the thing is? You can take a picture with somebody, and then somebody will assume, whether it's on your side or someone else's side, will assume that, oh, that's your girlfriend or that's your boyfriend. And then you be like, no, that's just somebody I took a picture with. And
exactly.
No matter what you say, they're going to, they already have their idea, you know, their preconceived notion anyway. Like, they already made up their mind of what they believe. So that's why I really don't, I don't get into it, you know, the posting of pictures. Because, yes, I am private, you know, when it comes to certain things. And, you know, that right there is just one of them. You know, like I said, when it comes down to me and my daughter, you know, and us doing stuff, or she, you know, accomplishing something or whatever, yeah, I may put it up there, you know. But like I said, it's a private thing. But, yeah, we got a caller. And 4096, you are on the air with Dominion. What up?
Hello.
Hey, Paula, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, what's your name, Paula?
I'm Keisha.
Oh, how you doing, Keisha? What's
up,
cousin?
Fine. What's up? This is the cousin.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, this is my cousin. So,
hello?
Tonight's topic, how secure is your relationship? What do you think? What's your opinion on
that?
I said when it comes down to people in relationships and giving out passwords and pictures on social media, you know, like, what do you think about that?
I think it should be private between both people. Like, they should have their own things, like, but I mean, if you don't have nothing to hide, I mean, I don't think it should be a problem, but like, to really go hard and be like, oh, well, let me see your phone, let me see what you got, or, you know, it's like, I don't see the purpose of doing that. If you're secure in your relationship, then you shouldn't have to do that.
Right. And it should be about trust.
Right, absolutely. If you trust that person, and, you know, then it shouldn't be a problem. But my thing is, you know, I'm not going to go looking for something. And you have some women and men that go looking and fishing, and then when you find out, and then it's, you know, that's when the problem comes in.
I won't lie.
Well,
years ago, I was that woman because I had a suspicion that someone was cheating, and I was searching, and boy, oh boy,
right.
I find what I was looking for.
Right. Yep. And that's my thing. You're going to find what you're looking for, and then when you find it, it's just like, okay, you confirming what you probably already know, but then you're going to feel worse because it's like it's right there in your face now.
Yeah,
but then
and
I feel that
just has changed.
Right, yeah. Then it, you know, kind of changes up the relationship, and then the trust. You know, then it's, you know, the trust issues is out the door now. But I mean, like I said, if you don't have anything to hide, it shouldn't be an issue. But I mean, I don't know. I come from old school, and I say, you know, social media just blew everything, like, to a whole nother planet now.
Exactly. I agree.
Like a whole nother planet. Because
well,
nothing is sacred anymore.
Right, you're right.
It's true.
And it's not respected either.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Well, me personally, like, there's certain things I will leave on my phone. Because, once again, if I leave something on my phone and you happen to look at my phone or look in my phone and see it, there's two things, you know, you can either get offended or you can ask me the question or you can just leave it alone. If I left it in my phone for you to see, it's not 9 times out of 10, it's nothing. Because if I left it there, if I was really trying to hide something, either I wouldn't let you see my phone or I would have deleted it. But like I said, but see, some people, they see it like that, so some people don't. You know, like, I'm the type of a-hole that's going to give you what you're looking for. Like, if you're looking for drama, yeah, here's a little tidbit. If you want to make something out of it, that's on you. But like I said, if I leave it there and you just happen to come across it, either you ask me about it or you can start to get you, you can build whatever suspicions you want. But I leave it there on purpose because, like I said, I don't have anything to hide.
Right.
If it was that serious, then either you couldn't touch my phone or I would have deleted it.
Right.
Right.
It's crazy with that. That's just like, I don't understand. I've never been that type of person. I'm not looking for nothing. Like I said, whatever you got on your phone, you got on your phone. If, you know, like I said, if the trust is there, then whatever, you know, whatever you got on your phone, you got on it. I'm not going to sit there and be searching for stuff because, you know, it's going, my thing is, even if you are doing something, it's going to come out eventually. It just going to take time.
Yeah, I mean, this is true. But, I mean, to ask someone, like, I would never ask a female. I would never ask a woman for her, like, oh, let me get the password to your phone. Or let me see your phone. Like, you know, not on some, like, I want to do an inspection type situation. Like, maybe if my phone died, I would tell you, though, could you unlock your phone for me? If your phone is locked, like, could you do this for me? Like, let me see it. I need to use it real quick. But otherwise, I'm not looking for trouble.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, like, to me, it's intrusive. Like, I don't want somebody to do it to me, so I'm not going to do it to you. So I'm not going to take your phone and make a phone call. Then after that, I'm just going to, like, casually just look through it and see who you're talking to.
You're going through the phone and contacts and all that stuff.
You go up on your Facebook page and analyze, you know, comments that certain dudes may leave. Like, listen, I ain't worried about that. Like I said before, and I will say again, my whole attitude is I can't keep somebody that don't want to be there. So if you feel the need to go do, you know, step out and do what you do, that's you. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop that. But, you know, to expect me to have some type of reaction, sometimes people put stuff on social media just to get a certain type of attention.
Right,
from
exactly.
You know, from their partner. Like, oh, I'm going to put this up on Facebook because, you know, this is going to piss him or her off. Why?
That's because they're playing games. That's childhood games.
Exactly. That's something that these kids, you know, that these young kids do. You know, they do that stupidness. And it's like at a certain age, it's just like, I ain't got time to be, you know, going, you know, blow for what you said. But I'm like, oh, he said this. And let me see this. You know, I don't have time for that. It's like, whatever.
Right, too mature for that. No, you have other things to worry about. I'm worried about getting my money and doing what I have to do. And sit there worrying about what the next person is doing.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, if you don't want to be here, then
just right. If you don't want to be here, my thing is just like, you know, let me know what's up. If you talking to somebody on Facebook or you done got you a little something from IG or something like that, listen. Let's just let me know what's going on so I can make my move, you know?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we have another caller, 5891.
Okay. Hello,
hey,
caller.
Hello, hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, how you guys doing? I've called here before. As a matter of fact, I'm K-Dog.
Yeah, I recognize the voice. What up, brother?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, listening to the show tonight, you know, this is the whole thing about relationships. Well, what I got to say about it is this. First up, you got to build trust. I mean, there is no need to be panicking and going through the person's phone or, oh, let me get your password. You know, I mean, some people, you know, who are insecure, they tend to ask for that. You know, they,
mm-hmm.
you know, if someone's going to cheat, they're gonna do it regardless, whether it's on social media, or out there in the world. They're going to do whatever. My thing is this. If when you're in a relationship, you want the relationship to secure, you gotta know who you gotta know who you're seeing. That goes for both men and women. Because you have some guys out there who are so possessive. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Possessive to a point where their girl can't go out. They keep their girlfriends or wives on lock and key. They're not allowed to go out there. And, you know, they check out their cell phone and social media. Oh, who's this? Who's trying to holler at my girl and stuff? And I've seen this happen, and it came with some consequences. I remember when MySpace came out, there was somebody who was, there was a friend of mine who had to get off because her man was, like, checking up on her all the time.
So he was like a virtual stalker.
Hmm?
He was like a virtual stalker, like somebody just constantly, you know, watching what you do, how you move, what comments you leave on Facebook, you know, whether it's MySpace or
Instagram.
And that's
where it started from, MySpace.
Yeah, and that's where all the trouble
started from.
And you know what? The thing is, like I said, you have to build a foundation of trust in a relationship because there's no need for you to be checking up, oh, I need your password, or let me check your phone. Because for me personally, I'm in a relationship. I'm not going to leave my phone there because I have nothing to hide.
That's right.
I have nothing to hide. I mean, you want to check my phone? If I leave my phone somewhere, you want to check it, go right ahead. Because you're going to be finding nothing suspicious on it. And the thing is,
after a while, doesn't the person feel stupid?
Doesn't it feel stupid
like to keep checking somebody's phone or like, oh, let me see your phone, and there's nothing, like you find nothing?
Yeah, because like for me, I tell people I have nothing to hide. I'm like, here, go ahead, look. Because personally, I've been in relationships where I've been accused of cheating. I'm like, I know I have it because obviously this person had a lot of trust issues, but. Well, that relationship is off. But, however, I learned from it because I'm like, wow, there are some seriously insecure people out there. And I mean, if you feel insecure, that means you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but,
you know, sometimes,
but you know something?
It can be beyond.
Sometimes you have intuition. But sometimes you can have intuition that something's going on. Because I know this
right.
is years ago. You know what I'm talking about. I had a feeling that somebody was cheating. I'm going to explain to you why. It was the way they were moving. Why every time you go into the bathroom, you bring in your phone. Or when you go to sleep, you're sleeping with the phone in your pocket. And, you know, you're doing shady things like that. So I was to the point where, you know what, I need to know what's going on so I know what my next move is because I'm not getting a straight answer from you. So
that's why I did what I did.
So I went and I checked the phone to see. Because he wasn't giving me the answer I wanted, and once I got my confirmation, I was out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what happens? Some people, they do give up that premonition that, you know, they're messing around.
Yes.
Especially if you're going to mess around. I mean, my thing is this. My whole thing is, and I'm saying this, I'm not biting my tongue or anything, is if you're going to be a player, don't get into a relationship.
You're wasting that other person's time.
You're wasting, I mean... If you're a guy and you know you're pimping big time, don't get into a relationship. And if you're a girl and you know that you're running around cheating, don't get into a relationship because you're wasting. It's like you're wasting each other's time with this.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Well, like somebody has said, you had said something about like going to the bathroom with your phone. Now,
yeah.
That's not always a suspect situation. Wait a minute. Yeah, Nick. I mean, sometimes I may be compulsive. Well, all the time.
It was like every
half,
like half an hour.
Yeah, he's doing that all the time.
Half an hour,
yeah.
Going in
wow.
there with
he's
his phone
that
coming
time.
Out.
Nah.
And then he was asleep with his phone in his pocket. I was like, okay, wait a minute. Oh, he alerted me. If he would have just been casual about it, I would have never known. But he brought it to my attention by
so
moving
he was,
suspect.
Every wow, every half hour going into the bathroom with his phone. That's
but yeah, that well, that's suspect. I mean, because sometimes
exactly.
I may go in the bathroom. I may go in the bathroom on my phone, but I may be putting together an email, or I just might be texting somebody, or I might be just like, you know, just looking on the phone and
what
doing
you
something.
Mean?
Like, but it doesn't mean. But
exactly.
I was just in
the
bathroom while on the phone.
Exactly. Why do you sleep with your phone in your pocket? And
yeah,
if I walk into
the phone,
room,
yeah.
I'm getting
like,
off
really?
The phone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
Sleep with
come
the phone.
On. Hold on.
Wait a minute. You were sleeping with a phone.
Who has pockets when they sleep?
This is. Well,
pockets when they sleep? Sleep with their jeans on?
Listen,
wow.
This is the winter time, so you have sweatpants on and be in a pocket. Like, come
yeah.
on.
Oh,
now.
Nah,
this is what
crazy.
We doing?
That's
and
crazy.
Meanwhile,
this is
I'm
crazy.
Out in the open. If I'm on the phone, I'm right here on the phone. I have nothing to hide. And you going around sneaking and stuff. And come to find out you're doing things, going to a wedding with somebody else and all that. Come on.
That
nah.
makes
yeah.
sense.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's bad because
that's,
you know what the thing
yeah.
is? It makes. You know, it's you know what could give off a what gives off cheating. The whole thing that gives off the suspicion of cheating, that, and of course, you know, if you don't want the person on, like now you know with social media, a lot of people don't want their better halves on their social on their page.
Yeah,
right.
And that does happen.
But some but sometimes it's a privacy issue as well. You don't
yeah,
you
is.
Don't want your other half on the page because you just don't want anybody in your business.
Right.
Exactly.
And then sometimes you have some friends that's on your page that you're messing around with, and some of these
yeah.
people don't
yeah.
care, and they will post stuff that they know they should not post. Ooh, sexy, you looking good. Yummy, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You know,
yep,
some things
exactly.
is inappropriate. I just think you shouldn't even be friends on Facebook if you're together. I wouldn't even want to know. I wouldn't even want to be your
right,
friend.
Right, you messing with that. But, yeah, if you mess with that person, you know, you really shouldn't be friends if you're gonna have that type of mentality to be, you know, making comments and stuff like that. If you're dealing with that person, just keep it on the deal. Like if they put a picture, just put a light
yeah.
to them. If you're gonna do so, just put a light to it and keep it moving.
And you know what?
Then when
now,
you text that person later on, you could do that, all that. Ah, you looking good and all that other stuff.
And now
right.
let me tell you something. There's a new way. There's a new form of stepping out. Like you said, Brother B. There's a new form of stepping out. Now I'm using your word stepping out. I could say this. Social media is the number one place where you can find people stepping out. I kid you not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is true.
Yep.
Whether
this
it's
is true.
Instagram,
that's why I don't mess
Twitter,
with
her. Yep. Especially when it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, you're gonna find
mm-hmm.
some people stepping out.
Oh yeah.
See, I don't have Instagram. Like, I don't have Instagram. I mean, I got Facebook, and you know that I wouldn't have if it wasn't for somebody I used to deal with years ago. I wouldn't even have Facebook because I didn't believe in it then. I mean, now I just look at Facebook as like, you know, you keep in contact with, you know, other people that you don't speak to. So it,
yeah.
I mean, it's useful. It has its purposes, but I think Facebook now, like people. They're taking it a little bit too far.
They've abused,
especially
yeah,
for
they've
certain
abused
things that they're abusing it.
You know what else?
Like with certain
it.
Things that they're posting. It's not
yeah,
helpful.
Yeah.
It's more harmful now.
It's not.
You
it's
know.
Very harmful because people who use Facebook, you got to be very careful, especially when you're in a relationship. You want that relationship to go strong. Don't post suspicious things on Facebook. I mean, from pictures you like. I mean, if you're going to sit there and, you know, flirt openly. And there are some people who do that. They flirt openly on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Asking the, and you're like, wait a minute, who's just asking you out? Or why are you asking that person out? And it causes a problem. I mean, I've seen breakups happen because of Facebook.
But wait a minute. Now, I had a situation where I was seeing someone. And I guess we were kind of on a break at the time. But either way, I made one comment. And a couple other females that I know kind of swooped in and made some comments. And she came back with the whole, oh, word, just like that. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why does everything have to, like, every comment have to be something that's either flirtatious, or why can't it just be a comment? And see, that's the problem. It's like, why does everything have to be what you think it is? Not everything is sometimes a comment
Facebook.
Is just a comment.
Because it's Facebook.
Because
Bingo.
It's Facebook. Right. Because remember, it's words. People,
it is.
just like when you, like the text, like even Texas, when you put the words up there, people in their mind are looking at the words or the feeling the words the way they want to feel it.
Exactly.
Or
yes.
That's the best way I can explain it. I know it's something a little more elaborate than that, but it's like their feeling, they're going to put that up there and see, and that's what they're feeling. Like, oh, he said it like that, girl. Oh, my God. You know, but it may not, that person may not even put it up there in that type of context.
Right. That's why I'm always careful on how I text, and I'll make sure, okay, let me throw that laugh out loud behind it so they don't read into it. And
right,
ask,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, you know. To
somebody's
going to
read into it regardless.
Yeah,
right.
Someone's going to take it the wrong way.
Right, they're going to take it
the
wrong
way
anyway.
Right.
Well, listen to this. There was a picture. There was an ex that I was seeing and saw something on my Facebook page. Now, I took a picture with a group of friends. There were some females in the picture. This person went off and claimed that I was messing around. It got to a point where, wow, I mean, if I did something, they're just my friends, and it didn't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another incident where I knew where there was a female that my friends and I, we know, whose ex-boyfriend, he became his ex because of Facebook. She was hanging out with all of us, and he found out where she was and showed up at the place unannounced.
Oh, wow. That's stalking.
Wow.
Yeah, that's stalking. And, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely stalking.
And he came like he was ready to fight, like, what are you doing? And the thing is, like I said, social media is the, like, killer of relationships now.
It is.
But you know what? It can be. But it depends on how strong the individuals are. You know, because you can't. One thing you can't do, you can't be weak-minded when you're talking about you're dealing with somebody. Like, you can't, like, fall for anything. Because that's what sometimes people do. They put it out there just to see if you're gonna go for it and hope that it breaks up your relationship. Like, prime example, ask me if I would be comfortable if my girlfriend went out. You know, if I had a girlfriend and she went out with a coworker, a male friend, they went and had drinks, or they just went to go eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, me? You, once again, like somebody already said, you're going to do it regardless. I'm not going to sit there and put, like, some type of brand on you and be like, listen, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. You can't have this. If, like you said, bro, a person is going to do it. They're going to step out no matter what you do, what you say.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to find a way.
So,
they're going to find
so
a way.
So I'll give you the rope.
They want
to
do it, they're
going to
find a way.
Exactly. And I'll give you the rope if you're willing to hang yourself.
Yep.
I'll give you the rope if you want to hang yourself. But like I said, it boils down, it really does boil down to trust. And like I said, I mean, and security. If you're secure in yourself, you can't go wrong.
There's no need to feel, in relationships, you shouldn't feel insecure. Unless, but sometimes the person could cause a problem. But you have to be secure in yourself. That's the thing. You have to have that self-assurance. The self-assurance, the self-confidence to understand this. And look, I'm with somebody, this person, I know the person. Let the person see you for who you are.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to be with somebody, there has to be honesty and trust. Because some people, they go ahead and get into relationships, and the person is, and they think they know the person, and really they don't, because the person is like hiding a bunch of things. And that causes a problem when the person steps out of line. I mean, especially on social media. They see that this person has a bunch of either a man who has a lot of women and they're not relevant, or a woman who has a lot of male friends, and you see them complimenting her constantly, saying, oh, shorty, you looking fine. Oh, look at you. And you're like, huh?
Where did one thing I can't stand when, like, you got your partner, you're in a relationship, and your partner's looking up like every female or male or whoever on your Facebook page.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you looking like, oh, who's that? Oh, who's that person? Oh, that person said this. Oh, they looking at how the Instagram goes. Like, why this person? It's like, come on, are you serious? Like, why
are you
being expected to catch it?
I mean, you want to do it. And some people, they and I could feel you on that one, brother, because it's like, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, as you can see, I'm just saying both men and women do it. Both of them do it. I mean, they check up on everything the person's looking at.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yep.
I'm not looking on your Facebook page.
I feel like you're cheating this and that, obviously there's something wrong with the relationship. I'm not gonna go through all that cheating.
Exactly.
That.
No, I'm not. It's gonna drive you crazy. And you know what? It's gonna
drive
you to become a stalker. And you're gonna be. And you know what? You're gonna be so insecure. You'll probably chase away that person's friends, and you don't know. You know, because, you know, especially for me as a person, I could say this personally, I have a lot of female cousins. And I have them all on my page, and I have a lot of female cousins on my page. On one side of the family, it's mostly female. So, you see all those females, I let everybody know, listen, I have a lot of female cousins. So, if you look on my page and you see a lot of females, some of them are cousins, some of them are just friends, and you could see.
Yeah, but my thing is, why should you have to explain that? You know, why would you have to explain that? You shouldn't have to explain things like that.
Exactly.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, you're right.
My thing is, if you're dealing with that person, they're going to eventually meet maybe some of them, you know, maybe, so I don't know, some of them live out, out of state or whatever it is, but you're eventually going to see or meet the person, and the thing is, you can tell by the conversation that they're having that, that must be a family member is or whatever. But it shouldn't even be to that point where I got to explain to you before, you know, like as we're dealing with each other, if you go on Facebook, I got like 300 female cousins and I got only 5 males. So, I have to be explaining stuff like that. And that don't make no sense to me.
But you know what? Sometimes I think if you get into stuff, if you're talking to somebody first, I think it's best to put it out there to let them know. Listen, I have X, Y, Z, so that way they know whether or not they're going to rock with you or not.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have to put it out there. So
that
way you don't come to me later asking me who all these people are, because I already told you that I have a lot of male friends and this and that. So sometimes in the beginning, it's best to put it out there. But people become crazy.
But then they'll still have, but the thing is, you put it out there, but they still have a problem with it.
Oh, yeah.
Then
you put it out there,
problem.
You put it on the table, but they still going to have a problem with it. Oh, yeah, she told me, but you know what? I don't know for sure. You know, it's like
away.
I said, it's the trust thing. You're telling them, you know, you're saying, so, okay, I'm going to be honest and just let them know I got this many male friends on Facebook or blah, blah, blah. But then it doesn't mean anything because he or she or whatever, they're still going to have an issue with it. If they're insecure, they're still going to have an issue with it.
Of course.
And that's the problem. And that's one of the major problems. You can't be in a relationship and with the insecurity.
Not have
you can't do it. At the same time, it goes beyond trust. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Trust is a big factor, but it goes beyond trust because as an individual,
mm-hmm.
you have to be secure in yourself enough to know that regardless of what happens, you still have to be you. You still have to do what you need to do. If that person don't want to be around, hey, there's somebody else that'll want to be around you, or, you know, somebody better. But you can't walk with that insecurity. Because if you carry that, you carry that in every relationship, it's not going to be successful. I mean, I had a post up on Facebook one day, and somebody put it up there, but they said they don't want a relationship. They want a friendship. They want a friend that they can sleep with, have fun with, this, that, and the third. And my thing is, I think a lot of people forget about the fact that the foundation of any great relationship is a greater friendship. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you guys are not friends, then pursuing a relationship is purposeless. Because any little inconsistency, you're going to jump on it. But as a friendship, it's, you know what I'm saying? We can be mad today, but next week, yo, what you doing? Let's go to the movies. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But in a relationship, there's so many expectations, you know, so many, like, everybody's being held to a higher standard. If you do this, it's a problem. Oh, why did you make that comment on his page? Well, that's my friend. Yeah, but that's disrespectful to me because you said, oh, you look nice with that tie on. Like, dude, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's me personally. Like, I don't care. Like, you make whatever comments you want to make. You know what I'm saying? But there's a big difference if I come home and, you know, somebody's face down, ass up. That's different.
Right.
But it's like, yo, whatever you say, words are words. Some things you can take serious, some things you just can't. You can't always read into the meaning of certain words because not everything is meant the same way. Some people interpret things differently. Once again, an insecure person will never interpret a line the same way that a secure person would.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I can understand that because, you know, the thing is, you know, like you said, insecure about yourself. I mean, especially if someone has a very low self-esteem and they get into a relationship, they feel so insecure. That causes a major
problem.
Oh,
God.
That causes a major problem because, you know what? That could, no matter what you do, even if you're going to the bathroom, they're going to assume that you're messing around. And, you know, it's such a big problem. I mean, jealousy and all these things come out and the arguments come out, and that causes a lot of problems. And that's why it ends the relationship right then and there.
Yep.
It could mess
up. But you know what? But my thing is this, I have to ask, what's the difference between a friendship and a relationship?
Wow, that's a good question.
Well, you should be friends with a person.
We haven't heard from Nick in a while. What you got to say, Nick?
No, I'm saying for me, in order for me to be in a relationship, we should be friends. You understand? So to me, it's no different, but it all depends on what you mean by that. Like that comment your friend put on the page, I can respect what they said because they will keep it real. They don't want a relationship. They just want, as I say, a maintenance man. So I can respect that. So that's different.
Actually, the way the post went, it was basically saying, like, once again, the friendship is key. The friendship is the foundation. A lot of people are together that are together nowadays are not friends.
Exactly.
Like they just got together because they were attracted.
Yeah.
They're attracted to one another. They've got a commonality. And the next thing you know, they're together for some time. But they build a bond, but it's not a true friendship.
Yeah.
Like you can't serve friendships. You just... Certain friendships you just can't break. Like no one can break that. Only the individuals can break that themselves. Like nobody can interfere in that friendship. Like when you hear about friends that's, oh, I've been friends with him for 30 years, but then all of a sudden we don't speak anymore. That's because there was a breakdown between some communication or something within us. Like not an outside source or force that came in. But usually when it comes down to relationships, it's something outside. It's either financial related, it's social media related, it's some stepping out related. It's always something. And it's like,
A lot of people get together for the wrong reasons, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is true.
Definitely.
But why
it does happen.
So that's the key.
Get together and they look for inadequacies. Like, you can't have a partner and look for the faults. Because real friends don't do that. They accept you no matter what. and in relationships nowadays, not everybody's as accepting to your faults, you know, compared to your attributes. They just rather just like look at you for what you are and what you can be instead of what you're not.
Right.
But nowadays people are so, for me, I'm running to people who want, to be taken care of. Oh, you got a good job, so you can hold me down and this and that. So a lot of people get into relationships for the wrong reasons. Some people want you to take care of them. Some people looking at the financial.
A lot of people
get
married for the wrong reason.
Exactly. They're looking at what this person could do for me instead of saying, you know what, I really care about this person. We can really have a future together. They're just looking at the benefits in it. So that's why a lot of relationships fail, too, because they're in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it happens. You know what? My thing is this. Before I go, I just got to say this. Relationships, I mean, there's good and there's bad. But however, the number one thing that you need to build on is trust. And if you're going to be playing around and wasting each other's time, then don't be in a relationship at all.
I agree.
You just make, you're going to make problems. You're going to cause problems. And like I said, social media is the number one killer of all relationships. We just got to be careful of what we put on there.
This is true.
That's so true.
This is definitely true. This is true.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree. But guys,
I'm like this. You can't carry on multiple relationships. You can't have a relationship together and then have an Instagram relationship and then a Facebook relationship. Like, you can't bring all of that stuff into your relationship. What I'm saying? Because before, one thing nowadays, a lot, you have people out there that put their business out there just because they want that attention, or they're trying to sell an idea to someone or everybody. Oh, let me put this on Facebook so I can get this out there. Let me put this on Facebook so everybody will know this. Let me put this on Facebook so everybody will know that. You know, they try to push an idea on you and use a Facebook or Instagram to do it. And the sad part is there's feeble-minded people that feed into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not realizing, like, what you're seeing ain't really what it is.
Yep, exactly. It's all a facade.
Yeah, well, that's what social media is all about. Like,
yeah, social media is
facade. I can be King Jaffe Jopa. All I got to do is, you know what I'm saying, put it up on Facebook. I'm King Jaffe Jopa, King of Zamunda. And somebody be like, oh, word. Yo, Jaffe Jopa, let me hold something. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's going to believe it. Somebody's going to believe it. Just like you got people from other countries sending you something in your mailbox and be like, hi, I've been looking at you for a while and I just want to know your name. And I'm like, yo, who the hell you come from?
And people, like, yo. And you know what's sad? Some people fall for it. And they fall hard, man. They fall hard.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how some people are. But anyway, guys. Everyone, it's been real. I'm happy to be calling. Hey, and I will check up on you guys next week. And
thanks for calling. Hey,
you're welcome.
Have a good night. All right,
take care. Have a good night. All right.
We got another caller. 6947. You're on air with the menu. What up?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me. First time caller. You just have to catch me up to speed of what's going on.
Oh, is this Joanne?
Yes, it is. Happy
What's up, buddy? How you doing? That's small. You're a couple hours early, but thank you.
Oh, I am.
So, we were talking about how secure is your relationship, you know, came to the whole social media, you know, giving out of passwords, you know, letting your significant other hold your phone and stuff like that.
Cyberstalking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cyberstalking is serious.
It's very serious.
What's your take on it? You know, Joe, what's up?
Is that a problem with giving out your password? If that's what you're asking
well,
me,
would you do it? Like if you're in a relationship and your man is like, yo, let me get your password, would you give it to him?
If I don't have anything to hide, yes. In fact, I don't think he should find anything on there that he doesn't already know.
Okay.
So my problem would be, why are you asking me for my password? That's my issue. Like, why do you want to know?
Yeah.
Well,
because some people just
want to know because he's insecure. He, for whatever reason, something in the relationship, he feels he has to question you because he doesn't feel secure in himself. So it depends. If you're serious about the person and this is what's going to make the relationship solid, I don't have a problem with it.
But now check this. Now I'm going to flip it. So don't y'all even start with me. Now some of y'all women, see I'm only male calling right now. So please somebody help me. call the number 347-324-3395. Need another man to call in. But listen, sometimes y'all women, and if I've experienced this, let's order out, da 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 da. Oh, by the way, can I see your password? Wait, how do we go from General Tso's chicken and ordering out to what's up my password?
Oh, I just don't know if you're going to give me your password.
Hey, listen. It happens because sometimes y'all just want to know just to see. I just want to see if he's going to give it to me. I don't really want it. I just want to see if he's going to give it to me. And if I don't give it to you, it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't give it to you, it's an issue. If I give it to you, then
you have some type of upper hand. So what is your problem with giving her the password if she asks for it?
I don't have a problem with anything. Because like I said, if it's something that I want you to see, you'll see it. If I have something to hide, then maybe me and you don't need to be around each other.
Exactly.
But I'll leave it there for you to see. If you got Stevie, you're going to say something to me about it. We're going to talk about it, or you're just going to leave it alone. But I don't have an issue with giving out a password or anything like that. I don't have the issue personally. But
I think it depends on how serious the relationship is. If you just met someone and they're asking for a password, I don't think they're entitled to that. But if you're in a serious relationship and you're looking to move it, you know, forward, then anything that they see, they should already know.
Well, listen, we could be married 10 years. We could be married 10 years. I don't care about your password. To me, you know, there's a certain level of privacy that everyone should
right.
have. And I think that's an issue where no one really respects each other's privacy anymore in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't sit there. Like I said, I don't have a problem with giving you the password, but the thing is, why should I have to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you need to know? Like, what is it that you want to see that you can't ask?
Obviously, there's a trust issue there. Either it's with themselves or you're giving off a vibe.
Yeah.
Like I said, mine gave off a vibe, a big one.
Or some people are just nosy.
Like when you mention 10 years, you develop a pattern. And when that pattern changes, you have to question why is it changing.
Yeah.
So that's when you start asking, you know, questions. You get that sixth sense. You know what's going on.
And if you have
nothing to hide, there's no reason for you to be, you know, intimidated to give up the password.
Well, I mean, this is true. But once again, what's the issue? Because like I said, I'm not the type of dude that want to ask those questions. There are dudes out there that do. There are men out there, women alike, that everyone's looking on each other's Facebook page, and I want to know who this dude is. I want to know why this woman made this comment. And, you know, some people put like, I'm at this spot right now. And then next thing you know, your significant other's like, hey, who you at the spot with?
What?
Like, people put their business out there. See, sometimes when you put your business out there, you put yourself in a position to be questioned.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a problem. You can create your own drama.
That's true. A person that has too much time on their hands at that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're in a relationship with somebody, they should know where you are.
I would say you have to know who your partner is. If you want someone who is stalking you, if you are looking to be babysitting, that's who you date. If you want someone
right.
that's mature because you're a mature person, you shut that down in the beginning.
Right.
But you know what's so funny?
Who I'm
you, have
with?
Some, you have some men and women, they like that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have some men and women that like that type of stuff. Even though they may complain to their you know, their people who say, oh, well, he's always on my page and he's always funny. He's always enough. But guess what? If you don't want that type of person, then you try to get yourself out of that situation. But you have some people that they enjoy that stuff.
Yes, they need to feel needed. Like their mother.
Right. Oh, he really loves me. You see how
right.
he's
yeah.
up
exactly.
I can't even breathe.
Right. It's like an abusive relationship. It's like a man. Right. It's like an abusive relationship. That person's beating the hell out of you, but the next day, you know, it's like, oh, well, he beat me yesterday. So that means he loves me, and today he brought me flowers. It's like that's what that feels like to me.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that enjoy that type of stuff, and it's just like, ew, I don't know nobody. Chasing me down
no.
like that. No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Some people are just drawn to drama.
Well,
they just
I mean,
like
well,
the drama.
Joe, I got to ask you a question, Joe, because I know you're very, you're somewhat militant when it comes to relationships.
Boy.
Yeah, oh, listen.
Here you go.
No, I'm just saying, you know, what makes you feel secure in terms of your relationships? Like, what does a man have to do in order to prove, you know, to show you security, if anything?
I think when you're able to talk to someone and share your feelings and you can actually feel that they care, you don't have to question things. To be quite honest, with the schedule that I keep, I'm probably an easy date because I really don't have that much free time. So I can never be a stalker because I just don't have the time to stalk.
Mm-hmm.
But when you meet someone and they're able to relate to you on a level that you feel, you know, even when you're not with them, you know kind of what they're doing because you know what they're about, that security is enough.
Right.
Yeah. I don't need to watch you. I don't need to find out if you're at work because I know when you walk out that door, and you're supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock, you're going to be there. Or if you're not there, there's a good reason. I don't have to call your job, call your boss, and everybody else. It's just a communication thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it used to be. It was all about communication. But now I think that a lot of people get these ideas from either looking at something on TV or something that they read on social media or something like that. Like, all these ideas, you know, all it takes is somebody to plant the wrong seed. And the next thing you know, someone's like, yeah, that I could be in that situation. Well, let me check on this or let me check on that. I mean, it could be said, you talk about your schedule is kind of hectic. So it could be said, you know, it could be a question of how do I know you're at work? I mean, hey, listen, anybody could sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I'm at work. But are they going to sit there and say, oh, let me speak to your coworker? I mean, we know that's
right.
kind of extra, but, I mean, you
listen,
move
you
around about
that
your work. Well, yeah.
You know, case
you
in point, I have a coworker, and she sits right across from me, and if her husband does not call 15 times a day, I mean, I don't know how she can deal with it. As soon
that's
as
annoying.
The phone is, it's annoying to me, and I'm not even involved. I'm looking at her like, why are you answering the phone?
Right.
I would just not answer. But he's insecure. And unless she picks up that phone when he rings, I can hear her explaining what she was doing. I had to go and speak to this one. I had to go to the bathroom. Really? You're a grown woman. And if
exactly.
you don't respect the fact that you have a job, y'all have a big problem. And I
well,
listen to this every single day.
Does
he
have
that in the bus? Right.
Does he have a job?
I don't believe so because I don't see
yeah.
how he could.
Exactly. You can't have a job. Now, you probably don't have no daggone job. That's why he got real fast. That's people that have a lot of time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, and not saying that it's like that with all men or women, but most of the time when a person can stay on you that much, that's because they don't have nothing going on.
They don't have anything going on.
Right, he's probably sitting at home like Al Bundy with his hands. He said, "Oh, let me see what she's doing right now. It's 2:00. Let me see what she's doing. Okay, it's 2:30. I'm gonna call her back." You know,
and he's almost looking to catch her doing something. You know,
right.
She stepped away from the desk. Where were you?
But guess
really?
What? Guess what? He's probably doing something. That's probably why he's trying to check up on her so much.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I said at a certain point, you know, it becomes annoying. You have to
yes,
grow up. And she actually has to check him and say, "Look, I'm at a job. Do you want a paycheck to come in to the door? Because I'm going to get fired."
That's right.
Wow.
You know what it was? At first she thought it was cute.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. That's
uh-huh.
one thing. Don't start something that you're not going to finish. Get that in the butt from the beginning. At first she thought it was cute.
Exactly.
You call and check
it
off. And, so, and now it became too much. No, stop
okay.
everything at the gate. Don't even let
say,
it get there.
Even me, in the beginning, I was like, "Oh, look at that's so cute. He's always checking on her." But then when
right.
I started seeing the pattern, I was like, "Oh, no. I'm looking at her like, are you crazy? Let him call again." I felt like picking up the phone and hanging up myself. And it's just so she can get a breather. She can get a breather.
Well,
get up and get some water without answering why.
But the sad part is she knows. To me, that sounds like a dangerous relationship.
I think so. Yeah.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
and like I said,
you know,
she might like that, and she might like that. I don't say you have these women, or you know, and or men that like that type of stuff. Like they, you know, they just like they get a rush of, "Oh, he's checking on me, but he's checking on me. Oh my god!" You know, they get a rush off that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sad, but I mean, you're absolutely right. Some people, you know, they do get some type of rush. Or with some people, it makes them feel secure in their relationship. When, like, I used to hear, "Oh, hello."
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used to hear.
Yes.
Why don't you ask me these questions? Well, why should I ask? Why do I have to question you all the time? And.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a thing of like, "Well, I don't feel that you love me. I don't feel that you care or you love me because you're not asking me these questions." I'm like, "Listen, I'm not going to hit you with no rapid fire whole bunch of questions at one time. I mean, there's too much going on in the world and life in general."
Are they looking to be asked?
Well, sometimes
you know, are they asking for questions like, "How was your day? Are you feeling?" What type of questions are they looking to be asked? Because if you're not asking your partner how they feel or did they have a good day, I would feel you don't care either.
No, it was a thing of like, "Oh, why didn't you ask where I was at?"
Well, why do I need to know where you at all the time? Like,
because
no, that's,
I told
like
you because
that.
that's what they make that makes that person. If they, that's the way they feel wanted, and that's how, just like, you know, you guys said, that makes them feel secure in their relationship. "Oh, he asked where I was, so, you know, he must want to know where I'm." You know, that makes them feel secure. And I don't have to, you shouldn't have to check up on a person like that to make you feel secure. Like,
but you know what? It depends on the content
questions.
Also. Is she walking in the door at 3 a.m. in the morning and you act like you don't care? I might say,
right.
You know, you don't got no questions.
But you know what? You could be walking in the house 3 a.m. and you could have told me prior to, "Oh, I'm going to catch up with the girls." Okay, you're going to hang out with your girls. And then when you come in the house and you're looking for me to jump up and what, say what? "Oh, who you was with, who you was dancing with, what you was doing." Like, dude, I'm not going to do that. You say you was
well,
with your girls, you was with your girls. But,
yeah, if you already discussed it, but if she's walking in and you don't know where she's been and you act like you don't care, I might feel a little bit some way also.
Right?
Her car could have broken down on the road, you know, and she's just getting home and she walking in all tired, you looking like, "Okay, well, whatever." You don't even ask.
Yeah.
It depends.
Well, I mean, like I said, I used to get the whole, you know, well, sometimes you don't ask me certain questions, so it seems like you don't give a damn. And it's like, well, what are the certain questions that I need to ask to make you feel secure? And the person couldn't even really answer it because mm-hmm. sometimes it's just like a random attack. So I'm just supposed to randomly ask you, what color crayon did you use today? Well, why didn't you use the blue one? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain things.
He's looking for a reason to fight.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. And, like, the fight makes you feel that, like, I really love you. Like, those are the type of relationships that I can't stand. Like, I shouldn't have to argue with you day to day to make you feel like we're good. Like,
mm-hmm.
One time, I've heard it many a time. Oh, I like the fact that you're jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Oh, you're a little jealous. Why? Because it makes me feel like you want me. I said, dude, I cannot be jealous of you, but why do I have to show some type of jealousy, some type of crazed emotion in order for you to feel secure in our relationship?
I think maybe if the person needs you to be jealous, maybe they feel that you don't care at all. So they need to feel like you want them to the point where if they speak to somebody else, you're losing your mind. Now, is that a little twisted? Yes. But, you know, it depends. It sounds like someone that seeks drama. They want drama in their relationship.
Exactly.
They need to know every single time that, you know, they're worth something. If they're on the street speaking to another man, you care. Not like, okay, well, I guess you got another friend. Let me keep walking. You know?
Well, listen,
they seek that type of drama. They want that excitement. I guess that's exciting for them. Some females and males, they like that excitement. A woman, you know, going crazy because, he was on Facebook talking to this. You know, they like that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have to be kind of crazy to date somebody like that unless you want to get caught up in their drama.
Exactly.
Because they'll pull you
in. Yep. They'll pull you in real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes they're subtle with it. Like, you don't really know at first, but sometimes they'll just, like I said, it's like a random attack here and there. They'll just, and then you may raise an eyebrow at the situation, but you're like, this really is what it is? Like, I'm not sure. Let's see what happens if it happens again. And then they don't do it for a while, then they just do it. Like, they know how to play this game, you know, in terms of a relationship.
How long have you been with this person, and how invested are you with them? Because people don't change like that overnight.
Exactly.
It's not a thing of changing. You know, it's a person I used to be with years ago. I mean, it wasn't even that long. But the whole thing is, once again, you still have people that believe in the representative. And there's some people that they walk with that representative every day. Like, you'll never know. Like, some people can put up. Yeah, well, listen, some people can. You never hear, you see them stories on TV where they turn around and they don't know that their husband or their father was a serial killer or something like that. Like, some people,
a jealous person, you see that from the gate because they can't hide that because a jealous person is always suspicious. Oh,
I was just saying, y'all remember the movie A Thin Line with Martin Lawrence, right?
Right, no, from the beginning she was crazy.
Yes, exactly. All he had to do was take
it.
The signs are all there. And then when he found out before he got into G, he was too focused on what he wanted. So A Thin Line with Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
You could tell there was something wrong from the beginning. So I think there are always signs, but we don't want to either accept the signs or we don't want to look into them.
We
want to ignore
it. Everybody else can see the signs, but that person doesn't see them, and it's a red flag. A red flag will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then when it gets crazy and out of control, we want to throw our hands up and say, I didn't know they would like that. But they were like that from the beginning. You changed, not them.
Yep.
Exactly. We took the blinders off.
Well, I mean, I agree. There's certain things that we want to see, and there's certain things that we don't want to see, male and female alike. A lot of times we give certain people the benefit of the doubt in hopes that what we got going on is won't turn into something disastrous so that you're actually really this crazy person that, you know, you possibly may be. But,
right, I understand that, but I mean, you know, with the death, like I said, if that train is coming and that train is blaring the lights and telling you no, you know, train coming, you know, red flag, you know, all of that is going up. You gotta listen to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I was thinking,
you don't want to get hit by that train, so you gotta listen to that.
We as women, we tend to be very nurturing, so we want things to work out. We want to give men the benefit of the doubt. Whereas a guy, you know, at a certain point, he's like, look, I got to move on. This is crazy.
Yep.
We're like, let's work with you because I do see a little like something that we can work with. And we stay in too long. We deal with too much.
Right, exactly. Well, like I said, I've gotten to the point where it's just like, I did that too much in my life. I did that too much in my life where I tried to you know, I gave the benefit of the doubt, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to try to work on it, this, that, and other. And it's just like, no, like, at this point in my life right now, I don't have patience for it no more. I don't have patience.
Yes, yes. You're focused. You know what you want, so why waste time on something that you know is not going to work out?
Right. I don't have the patience no more for that. I don't have the patience to be like, oh, well, you know, maybe, no. And I thought seeing certain things, it's just like, I don't want to be bothered. Move along, sir. That's what I'll tell him.
And like you mentioned, I think, before, that every good relationship is based on a friendship. You can pretty much tell if you don't like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe in the beginning you might try to work with them, but after a little while, it's like, listen, you're really getting on my nerves. And then you start making excuses.
Yeah, you're like, listen, you're getting on my nerves.
And you just turn around one day and you're like, I can't stand this person.
Yeah.
This is
over. You're getting on my nerves. Get out.
I mean, this is true. I mean, once again, like the other caller, it's a trust factor. It's a trust issue, but also it's a security issue with the individual. Like, you can't, like, there's a lot of dudes out there that mess with insecure women because they feel that they can have some type of power over them. They can tell them what to do and how to do it, and they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will do it just to say, oh, I'm in a relationship. Then you have some women out there who go for these dudes, like you said, because women are very nurturing. You go for these dudes who may not have too much of a pot to piss in or a window to throw out of. It's like, well, maybe I'll give him a little push. Maybe all he needs is a little push to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not dissing anybody. I'm not throwing anybody to the curb. But sometimes you got to let a stray be a stray.
Yep, exactly.
That's just that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't pick up every animal in the street. Because if they don't want to pick themselves up, or they don't want to do for themselves, what the hell can you do for them?
Yep.
I also found that if a man is really into you and he cares for you, he will make the changes necessary to keep you and to keep you happy. If you're doing everything for him, he's not really into you. He's looking for a mother or someone to carry him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he really needs
somebody
the one
to
that
pacify
he wants,
him.
He will change. He will do whatever it takes to be with that person he wants to be with.
Yeah.
And I totally agree, because I will tell any female friend, you know, like, yo, if a dude really loves you like that, he will move heaven and earth. There's nothing he won't do. If he got a dollar in his pocket, 75 cents it shows.
Yep.
Believe it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But
I agree.
But the sad part is, once again, you know, it goes back to that whole friendship relationship thing. I don't want to go into a relationship and with the expectations. Because I think that's another, once again, I think that's another thing that certain people look for. Like, oh, well, you know, I know you expect things from me, and I expect things from you. No, you shouldn't expect anything, just basically to be there for one another. What you do outside of that is on you. If you choose to come home and bring me some, you know, you go up, you stop at the store, and you want to, hey, you want something to eat, I'm on the way in the house, that's cool. But if you don't do it, then don't sweat off my back. It is what it is.
But some people. No, go ahead.
You also what? No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, also, I think we have to keep in mind, as you get older, your expectations do change. You know, when you're a teenager, you're looking for the cute guy. When you're in your 20s, you're looking for the cute guy that's heading in a direction. You're in your 30s, you're looking for something else. By the time you're 40, you're like, you're set. You know what you want. Either they have it together or they don't. And if they don't,
right.
You know you don't have to settle. So
but yo,
I think...
You think? Finish
yeah,
my
I agree
statement.
With you.
No, I'm, but you know what? Nowadays, once again, and I have to quote the dude because it's a very, very good statement that he brought up. It's the 80-20 rule.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people are messing with that 20.
Yeah.
And they're not waiting. They're not really checking for the 80.
Mm-hmm.
The 20 seems more attractive. That little 20% seems way more attractive than having the 80. That's why people don't stay together long.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're holding on to that little 20% that they thought was better than the 80, but then they find out it's not. And then where does it put them in? But like I said, if you start your relationship out in a friendship, if it's rooted in a friendship, you can't. You there's no way in the world that you're going to settle for 20 over 80.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is it that you don't have? You know what I'm saying? I mean, in some relationships, people are looking for money. In some relationships, people are looking for the best sex. All right, well, if you can't get both, what you going to do? You going to go for the sex and be broke? Or you going to go
right.
for the money and have a simple sex life? I mean, hey, it's to each his own. You know, I really don't care. But if you choose to settle for that, then that's what you choose to do. But a lot of people don't try to find the happy medium.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think,
and I think that's the problem. Another
you have
problem.
To know what's important to you and what you need to focus on, because for some people it will be sex. And if that is what you're looking for, then that's what you focus on. Other people it might be financial stability. You know, ideally
you
want it all. Ideally you want it all, but
something else don't pan out.
Mm-hmm. I think as you get older, you look more towards building an empire. You bring your part,
right.
They bring their part. You work together and you build it up.
But
not the way you think when you're younger.
Yeah, but it depends. It really depends. Because listen, I used to think about an empire when I was younger. But the whole thing is, some things you got to do for yourself. Some things you can't do with everybody, which is the sad part, because not everybody's on the same page when it comes down to building an empire. Some people, the attitude or the terminology of the empire may mean one thing to you, it may mean another to me. You know what I'm saying? And
well,
the thing is...
That's why you get with somebody you equally yoke with.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, you
if
can...
You are, if you're moving in a direction where you know you want to go and you want to be successful, why would you get involved with someone that's not about anything? They're only going to pull you back.
Of course.
So you want someone who's moving in their direction, but at the end of the day, it's the same direction as you. They can do for themselves, but when they come together with you, you're building an empire together.
But what happens when you have a partner? Now, what happens if something slips? What happens if your partner slips up a bit?
What do you mean?
And you got to get, he or she got to get back on track. What do you do then?
You support them. Everything is not going to go perfect. Sometimes you're going to be up. Sometimes they're going to be up. You know, that's what you're there for. Just as long as you both have the same, you know where you want to go. We all can't run the same race at the same time. Somebody's going to come in first. But if you're working together, you all can run the race. That's the whole thing, moving together in the direction you need to be in.
Right.
But my thing is, but now look, certain people, you ask anyone, everybody has a different definition of the word empire. Now, see, my thing is this. We can build an empire, but an empire is only as strong as the individuals that's willing to defend it from those who try to tear it down. Because if you're not willing to defend what you have built, you don't have an empire. You just have a wooden shack. And that's just that. An empire is not just about money. An empire is not just about concepts. It's about defending what you have built, as big as it may be. But relationships nowadays break apart. It's just like a cookie dipped in milk. You leave it in there too long, it crumbles. And it's sad because you claim you want the empire, but you don't want to defend all the things that come that way. Whether it be somebody, now I'm not going to say stepping out is something that's cool. I'm not condoning it. But you know what? Years ago, and nobody can sit here and say they haven't seen it or heard about it. Years ago, listen, our parents and parents before that, they may have argued, somebody may have had an indiscretion, but you know what? They talked about it. In some cases, they got past it because they looked at what was the biggest stakes, and that was the family.
Right.
So, like, I know mothers out there that have endured enough because they said, listen, I'm going to ride this out for the sake of the family. We're not going to split this up now because there's a family involved. There's kids involved. There's other things involved. Nowadays, people don't even care no more. Who's involved? They just
have
to split it up.
Wait a minute. Sometimes you stay with somebody for the wrong reasons, like you say, for the family. But if you're in an abusive family and your children have to come in every day and see y'all fighting, it might be a better option to split.
Well, that's different. That's totally different.
You know, you can't You can't always say it's about the family. And also, you don't want your kids growing up with a poor example, whether that be a poor example of a mother or a poor example of a father or a relationship. You want to give them an example of what they should expect with their relationships in the future. You can't do that if you're with somebody just because, a family.
Right. That's
right.
Well,
of course, and why should you not be happy? You should want happiness, too. That's not fair.
Well, no, don't get it twisted. Like I said, I'm not condoning certain things. People have their discretions together for whatever reason, whatever floats your boat. But my thing is this: you can't sit back and talk about you love somebody, and then something happens, a speed bump happens. And you're like, okay, I got to get out of here. Like, I can't deal with it. Because
depends on that speed bump.
Exactly. I was going to say, wait a minute. It depends on what the speed
bump
is.
Exactly. It all depends on that speed bump.
It does depend on what the speed bump is. But like I said, if we really say that we love somebody, a love is supposed to endure all, right? That's what I was growing up to.
Yeah, that's
to believe
what it was.
Love is supposed to endure all. Because, like, look at God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for all our sins. That's what it says in the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we're sitting out here, we're only loving for the moment. We're only loving as good as, you know, as you are today. I'm not sure about tomorrow.
But you also have to have a certain level of self-love. You can't be
that's
with
right.
someone that is breaking you down just because you love them. Sometimes
yep,
you have to walk away
right.
because they are
that's
hurting
right.
you.
I love you, but I love me more.
I love
exactly.
you more. Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people are out there getting in relationships that don't even love themselves? So they're looking for
them.
They're looking
oh,
for
yeah,
love
all
in all the wrong places.
All the
yeah.
time.
If you don't
all
love yourself, yeah. if you don't love yourself, then there's no purpose in even getting in a relationship until you can find self-love. That's my opinion. If you don't love yourself, yo, go find yourself. Love yourself and then try and love somebody else because you are number one.
But you also have to realize if you have that self-love to the level that you're supposed to have, you can't stay with someone that's abusing you because you know you deserve better.
Why do we talk about abuse? Listen, I think you're trying.
Wait. When I say abuse, listen. What I'm saying is abuse. I'm not saying physical. It could be mental. It could be verbal.
Yeah, mental, verbal.
That's what I'm saying. That's right.
Abuse comes in all things.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah, it could be them just talking down to you like you're not worth anything. It could be them.
I don't know, Joe. You're a strong cup of coffee.
It could also be mental. You're never going to become anything. You ought to
that's
be grateful
right.
you're with me.
True.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be physical. It definitely can. It's a whole range. So So if you're with someone that's not treating you well, you have to have self-love first.
And especially
well, I don't
when
think
you have
anybody should get
in
a relationship with somebody's not treating them well. I don't think anybody should pursue that. Like, that's not a relationship. That's like confinement.
Yeah,
because they're, once again, no self-love, insecure. And that's the whole thing. If you can't have a relationship with yourself, if you don't know who you are, then you shouldn't be trying to know somebody else.
Yep.
But the sad part is some people find their identity, I think they find an identity through being
person.
With someone.
And that's where that person takes advantage because they know that that's what type of person you are. They know that you're easily to be moved. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you have some people who don't like to be alone.
Needy.
Yeah, that whole thing is you can't go from relationship to relationship. Like if you can't take time to yourself and be alone, then it it creates some type of drama because somewhere along the line I need space. Like dude,
right.
You should have took space before we got together. I mean, I can understand, you know, everybody may need a moment, but if you really needed space, you shouldn't have jumped from Peter to Paul to Mike.
Right,
like, you
need time
to find
yourself. Yeah, give yourself some time to find out who you really are as a person. You have to take that personal time to find out who you are as a person. But if you go from this relationship and you was being abused verbally, mentally, physically, whatever, and then because you don't want to be alone, and then you jump into the next relationship, guess what? You're going to carry all of that to the next one, and that next person is probably going to do the same thing. Hey, well, listen, she's going to let me talk to her anyway, or he's going to let me, you know, then they're going to do the same thing. So you're never going to find that peace. You're never going to find it.
True, true. Well, we got 8 minutes left. So before we wrap up, I would like to ask Nicole, what's your summary, just your summary on tonight's topic? Nicole.
But you my teacher?
Huh?
Nicole.
What's she saying about your pizza?
Huh?
What's she talking about? She's talking about pizza.
I said, you are my teacher? A summary.
Yeah. What you got to say?
Well, you know what I have to say. I'm single for a reason because I'm working on me. Because I've been through all this drama and everything with the mental abuse. I dealt with the mental abuse and everything. So I'm taking time out for myself. And when I do get into a relationship, you will not be cyber-stalking me or any of that stuff. I'm not going through that. No. The minute I'm going to make sure I look for the signs and have communication because communication is right there with trust. If we can't communicate, then it's not going to work. So, I'm not going through that anymore.
Okay. Keisha.
Yes.
What you got to say?
Summary.
What's your summary?
Well, as I said before, the whole point of the matter is that, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you guys are on Facebook, IG, or whatever, don't be sloppy with your stuff. If you're going to do something, do it, but just don't be sloppy with it. If we're both on social media or whatever, don't be sloppy. That's all I got to say. Just don't be sloppy, but just have some level of respect of it. I'm not condoning it, going to tell you, well, you can go out and cheat, but just have some level of respect. And like I said, we're in a relationship. I'm not going to go through nothing of yours. You shouldn't be going through nothing of mine. If there's nothing to hide, you know, if you're not doing anything, then, you know, you can leave your phone in the room and go to the bathroom. I ain't going to touch it. I'm going to leave it right there. Okay? And I would expect that when I leave the room to go get a glass of water, go to the bathroom or whatever, and I leave my phone, I ain't going to come back and my phone is turned a different way to the left when I know I put it to the right. Okay? Because you're busy looking for something. I don't want to go through that. And like I said, I'm a certain age now. You know, that's for these young people. Let them young people go through that nonsense. 43 years old.
They can have it.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that stuff.
Right.
No more. Not at all.
Okay, Drill Sergeant Joe. Joanne, what you got to say?
And now I got a nickname. Okay. I was just going to say, with relationships, trust, communication, if it's not open, if you can't trust the person, if you can't communicate with them, why are you in the relationship? You're trying to build something that's not there. And either it's there or it's not. You need to move on. Passwords and things like that, I don't have a problem sharing them. But I don't think that if you're in a secure relationship, it should even be an issue. So that's my thoughts on it.
True. Well, my thing is this. You can't let everybody in your house. So when it comes down to social media, putting your business out there, like I said, you just can't let everybody or anybody in your house. That's number one. Number two, like it was said, self-love. You can't be secure in anything if you don't love yourself first. That's the number one person, you know what I'm saying, other than God. Because, you know, if you believe in God, that's a given. But you got to know who you are, know what you're about before you can even begin to give yourself to someone and try to find out who they are. Got to know yourself. And, you know, it's definitely been a pleasure chopping it up with everyone. And,
I enjoyed the show.
You know, yeah, don't be a stranger, Drill Sergeant. Don't be a stranger.
You know,
but
my
yeah, especially.
I was going to say, my son's game got canceled, so that's why I was open tonight.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to. We got that topic. We're gonna have that topic coming up real soon about you know, what is it about being hard? You know,
mm-hmm.
Like, is it some type of rite of passage for males, or, and now it seems like females are doing it as well. Like, everybody trying to be hard and prove something.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. So I expect you know to come in, you know, hard with your views, because you have a son, a teenage son that's out there, and you know, it's crazy out here nowadays, you know, as well as just adults, you know, it's crazy times that we're living in.
Yeah, they are facing a lot.
Yeah, they are. They're facing a whole lot more than what we were facing, to be honest.
Oh, definitely.
But, you know, with that being said, listen, God bless everybody. Be safe. Thank you for calling in, everyone, and thank you for listening to the episode of The Menu and the Can. Holla.
Have a good night.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
All right, later.
Later.